lived on Riverside Drive, and he used to play catch with his father, even at that young age. And one day, the Babe just saw him playing catch and thought he was terrific for a little kid. And he kind of adopted him as his mascot. He said to the father, let me pick up little Ray here and take him with me to the polo grounds, and he's going to be my mascot. And it evolved that every day, Babe Ruth would pick up little Ray Kelly and bring this little boy with him to the ballpark. He was got a little uniform for him, and he was Babe's mascot first in the polo grounds, and then when they moved to New Yankee Stadium. And most of the photos you see of him are posed on opening day, you know, where Babe was crouched down next to him, and, you know, they're both sort of in a batting stance. But he was with him for like 10 years, and I used to say to him, Ray, how'd the other players feel about the Babe having his own mascot? And little Ray would laugh, and he'd go, he could do whatever he wanted. He was putting a lot of money in those guys' pockets. So he wasn't the bat boy, which sometimes he's misidentified in photos. The bat boy was Eddie Bennett, who was an adult, a hunchback, which was considered like good luck to rub the guy's back when you went up to the plate. But little Ray was a child, and I guess you could say, you know, the son that Babe Ruth never had. But, you know, that's little Ray liked to think of it in those terms. He stopped being the mascot when he went off to, was it high school or college? Something interfered with his all the day games. But in 1932, when the Yankees played the Cubs in the series, Babe flew little Ray and his father to Chicago as his guests to see the series, and they were there when the called shot home run happened, which little Ray swears was indeed a called shot that he did point to the bleachers. And that was actually the last time that he ever saw Babe Ruth. They lost touch. There was no animosity or anything, but they did lose touch. And next thing, he was just online at Yankee Stadium in 1948 when the Babe died.